Friday, July 8th, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry Hans von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation, writing a column for the Daily Signal, highlighted a recent dissenting opinion by Justice Clarence Thomas. It dealt with a denial of an appeal by the Supreme Court of a lower court ruling in the case Coral Ridge Ministries Media versus Southern Poverty Law Center. In essence, Thomas questioned the legal standard governing defamation. In his dissent, Thomas once again wrote, as he did in 2021, urging his fellow justices to reconsider the double standard for defamation that the court established in the 1964 case New York Times versus Sullivan. In that 64 case, the court suddenly created a new legal standard that never existed before in defamation law, which prior to 64 had always been governed by state law.
So what are we talking about here, and why is this important for us from a Christian world and life view? Well, one of the things in Christianity, we're called to speak the truth in love. Now, if you don't speak truth, you can't love. And if you love, then you speak truth. I've quoted on many occasions Bishop Ryle's statement that truth without love is barbarity, love without truth is cruelty. What we want to do is to make sure that we speak the truth in love. We now have a movement in our society on the First Amendment that guarantees free speech that is directly related to another affirmation in the First Amendment, which is the free practice of religion. So Coral Ridge Ministries, that was begun under the late Dr. James Kennedy and continues today, has brought a lawsuit against the Southern Poverty Law Center because they listed them and published them as a hate group because of their position on homosexuality. Now, notice that the issue is not whether they minister to, care for, and treat with dignity homosexuals, but their position on homosexuality, which has a 2,000-year standard that supports it, and that is that homosexuality is a violation of the ethic of biblical sexuality that places sexual relationships in the context of a marriage and a marriage between a man and a woman. Not only is it, like heterosexual promiscuity, condemned in Scripture, but declared an abomination by its very practice. The declaration and teaching of the biblical Christian ethic on sexuality is now in the Southern Poverty Law Center's categorization, a hate crime that then puts Coral Ridge Ministries in the league with neo-Nazis, etc. Well, it's patently and obviously ridiculous, but why is it there, and why is it that we, after a series of excellent decisions from the Supreme Court, now had a decision that denied Coral Ridge Ministries' law initiative to gain relief from the defamation of calling them a hate organization? It has now made its way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court denied it, as you indicated in the opening, because Coral Ridge Ministries and its leadership is a public figure, and they have in this previous decision of New York and Sullivan established a non-constitutional, but they're calling it a constitutional, definition of determining malice, thereby opening someone up for a defamation lawsuit. Tom, in other words, you can have free speech in our country unless it is clearly being used maliciously to destroy someone and or their livelihood. They have now said there are two categories of people concerning defamation lawsuits. One are public figures and the other private figures. Now, historically in our country, we have recognized a distinction between public, meaning defined as government leaders, elected leaders, that they have a certain protection in terms of what they say and what they have to say. But now judicial precedent continues to expand this definition of a public figure. It's no longer simply that a public figure is restricted from bringing lawsuits. They not only have special protections, but they're restricted from bringing lawsuits because they are public figures. In other words, you're in the public eye, you're making statements, we're going to give you certain protections, but we're also going to give the public protection, since you're a public figure, that they should be able to speak freely in the public square about you without being threatened with lawsuits, which has historically been the fact for government leaders, but now has been expanded by the court. So now someone is called a public figure, and so your bar of proving defamation is so high that almost all the cases get dismissed, as this case was dismissed. Why is it dismissed? Well, because you're a public figure. Well, I'm not a public figure. I'm a person engaged in public discussion, but I'm not a public figure. But they've now defined a public figure as someone who inserts themselves. In fact, they have stated that you are inviting such attacks, and therefore you do not have the inclination of the court to affirm your lawsuits for defamation. You can clearly see that that gives an open door for people to make irresponsible statements, which is what is true of the Southern Poverty Law Center, not only in Coral Ridge Ministries, but multiple others. Christian organizations that have a biblical sexual ethic, they have now determined they can say anything they want to about them, and a lawsuit against them for malicious content or defamation is not going to meet with success, as this one didn't meet with success. Now, Coral Ridge Ministries has pointed out, documented the fact that while they have a position against homosexual conduct, they have a history of ministry in the life of the homosexual community. So the Southern Poverty Law Center's declarations and categorization of them as a hate group does not fit, but Coral Ridge Ministries has been denied their lawsuit that would require the Southern Poverty Law Center to remove their name from that categorization as a hate group. Now, why are we making this point? Well, we're making this point because the present administration is calling for what amounts to censorship based upon quote-unquote hate speech, and it appeals to such listings as the Southern Poverty Law Center to affirm groups that need to be denied access in the public venues of communication, such as Facebook, such as Google Ads, such as Twitter, such as Instagram. And so the administration is now using these listings to put pressure on organizations that oversee the public venues of communication that they deny this. They're calling what they publish as misinformation, but actually the information is accurate. But now they're able to stop them. They're able to curtail their ability to speak to the public based upon the fact that they're called a hate group. So, Tom, here is a couple of challenges. Number one is Christians need to find different ways to communicate, because if venues of communication are cut off in the public square, we need to find various other ways to get to the public. In the history of Christianity, there was street preaching, there was going to public parks and standing up on a box and proclaiming the word, there was pamphleteering, there was all kinds of things that were done. Christians developed printing presses because they were being denied access. Well, now today, in terms of digital communication, we're going to have to see more such creativity, it looks like. But Justice Thomas is calling for a reformation of the court's definition of what it means to be a public or private figure. And he is making the point that the current status declares public figures as less worthy of these protections and this ability to bring a lawsuit against those who would defame them. He's making the point, actually, by your definitions of a public figure, anybody that speaks on a public issue, by that definition, they need more protection, not least. So we need to keep our eyes open to this. In the meantime, as Christians, let's conduct ourselves above reproach. Let's speak the truth fearlessly, but let's speak it faithfully. And that means we speak it lovingly. We speak for the benefit of the hearer to see the truth and then respond to the truth. And of course, the most glorious message is Christ Jesus, ready to receive any and all who come to him as the way, the truth, and the life.
As we close out for today and for this week, let me remind you to download the Briarwood app. With this app, you'll have access to audio, video, and written resources that will challenge and encourage your walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. The app is yours free of charge. Simply go to your favorite app store, type in Briarwood PCA. Well, thanks for being with us this week. Have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join God's people in the worship of our Heavenly Father this Sunday. Then stop by again on Monday for a conversation and a biblical worldview application as we put the issues of today in perspective.